With a busy week of preparations underway, quarterback Jason Campbell is preparing himself to face another tough defense in the New York Jets.
Yeah, like I said, you know, he had a great season. You know, like I said, this thing is all about growing, and you know, from last season to this season, you know, he's made a lot of steps forward. And you know, we'll see where his status is later in the week. You know, so we understand that, you know, it's late in the season, injuries are going to be part of it. You know, a lot of guys are banged up, but you know, it's going to give some other guys opportunities that if they get a chance to play, to you know, to just step in and see what they can do.
You've had your own concussion this year, so you know how hard it is to kind of probably shake off those cobwebs and try to play.
Yeah, you know, those, when you're talking about the head, you know, this is not just something just for now, but later down the road as well. So, you know, as bad as we want him out there to be out there with us playing on the field, I care more for his health and his safety. And I just want him to make sure he's doing all the right things he needs to do, you know, so that, you know, something doesn't creep up on him later on in life. So, you know, like I said, the next guy have to step in and be ready to play. And, you know, we have some guys that are, you know, that can do that. And we just got to bring them along and just go out and just play. I think last couple of weeks, you know, guys been fighting hard. Team been fighting hard. I think we've kind of started to press ourselves a little bit because we all want that win and want to get that W. But, you know, the efforts have been there. And like I said, it's all a learning curve and a teaching curve. You know, no one's giving up for us trying to improve as a team or where we're trying to go. But, you know, we just got to relax and just these last 2 weeks and just play, you know, play, have fun, and, you know, not try to press ourselves, you know, to try to feel like we got to do too much.
From the standpoint, the Browns are going against the rookie quarterback this year. Mm-hmm. Can you think back, and I know you didn't play as a rookie, not until your second year, if I recall. Can you think back to how much you didn't know then, how much any rookie quarterback doesn't know in terms of what he's getting into?
Well, you know, the thing with, you know, rookies and playing them so late in the season, you know, once you played 7-8 games, you know, you kind of settled in. And like I say, you know, Geno presents, you know, he's a run threat as well. You know, like I say, he can take off with the ball. He can, you know, he's made some big plays. You know, he has some mistakes, but that's everyone. And, you know, that's part of being a rookie. But overall, you know, we have to make sure that we account for him in all areas because he is a guy that can take off with the ball and do different things. And he does have a strong arm to, you know, throw some balls down the field.
Does it seem like a million years ago since you were a rookie or just 8 years ago?
And now you're trying to call out my age. years go by so fast. Honestly, it really does go by fast. But it does seem like a long time ago. But I can remember when I was a rookie, you know, being out there on that field was – you know, sometimes you look up and you see guys that you was playing against across the field and you're like, man, a year ago, you know, these were like stars to me, or these was like, you know, guys that I looked up to, and now I'm on the same field with them. You know, what a privilege and everything. So, you know, I think he has, like Rex Ryan, you know, he's a fiery guy. You know, so I think, you know, he's in a situation with, you know, with a coach that, you know, that's, you know, that you feel comfortable with. So, you know, he's just got to go out and just play his game.
After the game, you mentioned how the win affected some of the throws. Mm-hmm. Is there anything as a quarterback you can do to?
There's really nothing you can do. You know, talking to Coach Norv about it yesterday, you know, I told him, I was like, you know, sometimes you try to play the guide game, you know, where, you know, you try to guide the ball, you know, try to play, well, if I throw it 2 yards in front of him, will it come back into him? And, you know, I tried that on two of my throws, and he was like, you know, when it's like that in those conditions, just throw it. You know, he's like, don't try to guide it, or don't try to, you know, predict, you know, how, you know, playing the game with the win. He, like, just cut it loose. He, like, that's the only thing you can do.
When you do a perfect ball, it's tell you to control it. Did the win still affect it?
Still affect it a little bit. Like I said, at points, you know, the gust will calm down, and at some time, right in the middle of a play, you know, it just comes in. You just, But sometimes you just got to try to take some of it off, you know, let it carry it, or sometimes you just try to cut it right through it. And, you know, but from now on, you learn from those situations in that game for us. Next time if they're a windy game, don't even try to guide it. Just cut it loose. You know, you really can't control it. You know, that's just nature.
Jason, it seems like in other sports, baseball, basketball, going to New York is always like this huge deal. In the NFL, you're in, you're out. Is there any big difference at all?
Yeah, we don't really get a chance to enjoy any festivities in the city of New York. You know, we don't get a chance to go see the big tree.
But it doesn't seem like a bigger stage or anything like that, or just any other stage.
No, it's not. You know, it's just, you know, to us, it's, you know, it's another game, another opportunity for us to try to go out and, you know, fight our butts off to keep improving and try to get a win. Like I said, you know, New York is a great city, you know, but we don't get a chance to go put gifts under the Christmas tree or, you know, see any lights or go ice skating. So, you know, we got to go there to, you know, to play a game and get ready to play. But no, you really don't put too much emphasis on. You just put emphasis around the game.
Seems like you're pretty hard on yourself when you feel like you didn't play your best. And you seemed a little bit down after that game. Was it hard to shake this one off? And do you take these things pretty hard?
I always take them hard, especially when you just feel like you're fighting and you feel like the guys are fighting and the effort's there. And it's just like, man, you know, we're right there. But for whatever reason, we just can't get that break late in games. And, you know, it's just hard because you sit at home, you think about it, you put time in, you put hours in, and, you know, every team wants to win. And that's, you know, it's ultimately what it's all about. But still, at the same time, I think I pressure myself more because I know when I can be at my best, it really gives us more of an opportunity to win. And I just feel like I put pressure on myself because I feel like there's a certain level that I can play at, you know, and be consistent at. And when I feel like you have that great game, then you feel like you have a minor setback, you know, it bothers you a little bit. But at the same time, it's just from competitive nature from the inside. I just want to be successful and just want to, you know, take hope, you know, of the things that I can control.
And it was the first game that you had been healthy where you didn't play, like, you know, really, really well. So, I mean, and it came off the New England game. Mm-hmm. So does that... How do you kind of...
I said, games are emotional. Like I said, the New England game, did it take a lot out of us as a team and individually? You know, honestly, yes. You know, it did because the guys left it so much on the field and just to feel like the game was kind of taken or the game was ended the way that it did, it just didn't feel right, it didn't sit right. And, you know, it just emotionally, it changes your whole output on the next week's game. You try to say, oh, it won or it doesn't, but human nature... It does, you know, like we had great practices at Thursday and Friday, but you never know if you get a big win like that, where does it send your team and individually and, you know, collectively, where do we go from there? Like it could have just sent us to a whole new level, and you know, but instead you're just sitting there trying to answer the questions, the ifs and, you know, why this or why that, and instead of just focus on we really beat a great team in their home and we're moving forward.
Why? Just a couple more questions.
Why, if at all, is it important to win?
I think just for going into the off season, feeling, you know, ending the season the right way. I think most importantly, you know, you want to try to end things right. The other part of it is, you know, we've been stuck on four for a while now. You know, and like I said, we've been really close. I guess three out of the last five games was right there for us to have an opportunity to win. So, you know, we could have been a 7-7 team right now, still fighting for the playoff hunt. But, you know, like I said, we just got to continue to keep fighting and understand that, you know, you're building something. You know, there was teams that was 4 wins last year or 5 wins last year, and a year later, they're fighting for playoffs. So, you know, when you're in these situations, it can tell a lot about your character, your attitude, and your team. You know, some guys... You know, you've been part of teams before where guys, it's late in the season, some guys just try to pack it up and move and go home. You know, we're not in that situation. You know, we're still trying to fight and move forward and improve collectively as a group because what you do now pays dividends later.
It seemed like Josh Gordon was just not himself in that game, and it seemed like, you know, he was kind of frustrated maybe not being able to get production in the first half. I know you guys didn't have opportunities to get him the ball, but as the game went on, he just seemed increasingly sort of agitated and frustrated. Am I reading that right? And if that's the case, how do you keep a young guy like that from getting that way?
Oh, he's fine. You know, he was jumping around like a little rabbit this morning, you know, just talking to him and everything. But, of course, you know, we was kind of aggravated, and, you know, we all were agitated in the game. You know, like I said, when it's cold like that and then you sit for a while, you know, give our defense credit, when they got a touchdown on defense, you know, now you're sitting for a whole nother series because they get the ball right back and then they're going back on defense. And now you're talking about sitting on the sidelines in cold weather from 7 to 8 minutes. And, you know, you just don't feel like you ever get into a rhythm or you get a chance to get moving as an offense. And, you know, the whole thing is trying to stay warm and get into a rhythm. And we just don't ever feel like we really got to a rhythm. So I think from top to bottom, we always kind of agitated. And but at the same time, you know, it's a new week for us.
What do you think of the Jets' defense?
They're good, and they're really good. I say they're 3-4 defense. Their front seven, you know, really does a good job of getting pressure on the quarterbacks, and they're number one, you know, ranked against the run. So, like I said, it's definitely a challenge, You know, these last 2 weeks, we're going to against two really good defenses at the end of the season. And, you know, we just got to continue to learn from these games. And these games are good for us in a way. You know, we get a chance to measure where we're at and what we got to do in all season.